right, let's get to a feel-good story. Kelly Kay.
Grab some tissues. Put down the mascara if you're still applying. This is going to kind of destroy you when you hear about this particular valedictorian. He's 18-year-old Alum, and he had to deliver his valedictorian speech the day that he had to bury his father.
Mm.
His dad died one day before his high school graduation after a private battle with pancreatic cancer, something he never shared with classmates until this speech.
I didn't know if I could give my speech. I knew I had to, but I didn't know if I could.
My father died yesterday, May 15th, 2024. And I attended his funeral today, right before graduation.
45 minutes before graduation, at 18 years old, Alum buried his dad.
That's why my shoes are muddy. That's why my arms are shaking, because I had to carry him into his grave and bury him.
I had to go to my dad's funeral. I had to do it for him. But I also had to go to my graduation, and I also had to do that for him.
And I can't stand up here and pretend I want to be doing the speech right now. But I can't throw something away that he worked so hard for me to achieve. That's what he wanted, and I'm going to do it for him.
I mean, can you even imagine? And everybody was just stunned to hear that he'd been going through that, that it literally just happened. Like 45 minutes before he had to go to graduation, he was at his dad's funeral.
Mm.
His dad was a Bosnian immigrant, worked delivering pizzas for Domino's so that he could have a better life and achieve what he did. And faculty, students, they were moved to tears hearing how his dad's hard work it paid off and how he wanted to honor that.
Mm.
Because I think everybody would have understood if he bowed out.
Just bowed out,
and didn't do it. But 100%. Yeah, he wanted to do it because he knew it would make his dad proud. So see the speech, see the whole story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.